Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good up here. Looks like we might actually get some winter today.
Well, that's good. You put that snowblower to use. I hope we don't get too much because we put new stone on the driveway and I've had yet to have to plow it. And of course, the guys that plow snow, they don't know to lift the blade like an inch or two up. Instead, they just scrape all your, you know, $5,000 worth of stone all over the place. So, yeah,
I know how that goes.
Country living problem. But hey, everyone, welcome to the podcast. And I hope you're having decent weather in your area. If you're someplace that's warm, I'm quite jealous right now. But anyway, we've got some news for you. We've got a best practice. We've got some news from Blueberry. Actually, some exciting stuff at Blueberry and a question of the week. Let's kind of get into the news, Mike. This time to walk, Apple Fitness thing.
Yeah, it's for users of Apple Fitness Plus and the Apple Watch. So when you are, you know, you're one of the subscribers to that service, they have these curated playlists of music and podcasts and a bunch of other stuff that they put together for you. So
basically, they're not calling them podcasts, though. They're just...
It's just audio in general.
Right. So it's kind of interesting, but they're feeding from a little bit of everything. So, all right, that's cool. You know, here's the thing. Tell your listeners to listen to your podcast while they're walking. Don't have them listen to what Apple has created. You want them to listen to you. But if this is just a way to get people to listen to more audio, I guess I'm good with
that. Yeah, and you know, if you're subscribed, you know, say your listeners subscribed to an Apple podcast, your show may show up in that too. So it is sort of relevant and it may help your show get found, you know,
right,
by somebody
right.
That's using this. So, you know, it's not a bad thing.
So, Mike, you've done some live radio before, but some podcasters have aspirations to do that. But if you ever want to be a podcaster, I guess the Daily News Podcast host, what's the story on that?
Yeah, I had a link in here in the show notes, but I don't know where the link went, but we'll have it there. But yeah, there's a Daily News Podcast, and I wish I had that link, that is looking for a host for their daily show as kind of a fill-in, but what they want initially is they're going to do it for 1 or 2 weeks with whoever they pick, and then they may get a permanent gig as the fill-in for a daily news show, and I wish I knew the name of it, dang it. It was in Pod News today, but I'll have a link in the show notes when we publish.
So they want someone to be a fill-in. How does someone, you know, here's the problem with that. You know, a fill-in, that's a part-time job. That's not a job.
Right, but it could lead to something is what they were saying across their network. And it was...
You know, how does someone make the trend? I guess if you're not working, this is probably something that would be good. But otherwise, someone that's got a regular job, why would you go over there and be a part-time? I guess it depends on the time, too. Are you on midnight to 5 a.m. or something like that? But... Yeah, the devil's in the details on that one.
It was quite late at night, Pacific time, that you would be, you know, recording every day, starting Sunday through Thursday is what it said in the ad. So, you know, it could be a good part-time gig for somebody.
Yeah. So long as you don't can do it from your home and just, you know, go virtually into the studio, it seems like it would work. So iOS 14.5 is coming with some updates to the Apple Podcast app.
Yeah, it looks like to me, just some of the previews I saw there, it looks like they're going to take some color out of your podcast artwork and color your show listing page in Apple Podcasts. And there's some, you know, just other UI tweaks. And there's a lot of other cool stuff coming in iOS 14.5 for iPhone users and iPad users. So check out the article I have linked at 9to5Mac. But yeah, it looks like, you know, just a basic good refresh and, you know, how things look in Apple Podcasts.
I don't understand how Spotify got to this number. I'd really love to see, you know, they say they have 2.2 million podcasts.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Apple Podcasts has 1.8. We have like 1.4, 1.45. Podcast Index has 1.4. So how do they get 800,000 more shows? I'm suspecting that maybe these are shows that were on Anchor that never got submitted to Apple Podcast, and then maybe that's the only place they exist. Maybe. But that's a big number. That's a big, big disparity. 400,000 at least between Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So
I don't know where they got that number either, but maybe there's some dupes in there. Maybe there's, they do have some exclusives, but I can't imagine they have 400,000 exclusives.
And I don't think they have 400,000 people that are doing specifically music podcasts on there either. So it's a very interesting number for sure. I wish someone would have the ability to go and scrape Spotify and find out where those shows are from.
Right. Yeah. So, well, we'll see.
Yep. The BLK Pod Collective and StreamYard are putting on the Business of Podcasting Summit on March 6th virtually. So looks like I looked at their schedule. It's not very thick. It's kind of thin.
Yeah, it's a short one-day thing. It looks moderately interesting. So, it looks like podcast legalities, Instagram for podcasters, enhancing your podcast SEO, and then taxes and accounting. That sounds boring. but, you know, and then there's some other panels and whatnot. So if you're interested, go check that out. It'll be March 6th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it doesn't say what time zone, but I'm suspecting East Coast.
Taxes and accounting, that's simple. You make a profit, you pay taxes on the profit. Yep. You have expenses to offset profit, and you claim what you're supposed to claim and don't get audited by the IRS. It's very simple. Yeah, one thing is for sure, Mike, is death and taxes are going to get their pound of flesh one way or the other.
And that's pretty relevant this time of year.
Yeah. Blueberry podcaster Maxwell Ivey Jr. is trying for the Holman Prize. So what's the Holman Prize? I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, the Holman Prize is a prize they give out yearly over at the Lighthouse for the Blind. And Maxwell there, he's a blind podcaster around our age, and he wants to win the prize. You get $25,000 if you win it, and he wants to start a network and help 12 other blind podcasters get started in podcasting.
Maxwell's, he's been podcasting for quite a while. I don't know how many years. And for those of you that ever been to like Podcast Movement or any of those events, you probably may have met Maxwell. He's a pretty tall guy.
Yep.
And walks around. He obviously has got a, I don't know what the proper term for it is, a cane, I guess. And usually has someone with him, of course. But Maxwell's been podcasting a long time, so I wish him the best of luck on this. So he's got a YouTube pitch video as well. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. But Maxwell, best of luck to you, and we hope that you come up on the win on this.
Yes, for sure. We'll help you get that network going.
And, you know, that's one thing we should also mention here is that Blueberry has been very cognizant of vision impaired. Largely, we make our site as accessible. I shouldn't say as accessible. We do make it accessible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really important to us that if you ever find an issue where there's an accessibility issue on Blueberry or within PowerPress, that you let us know about that immediately, because that becomes a priority number one immediate fix for us, because we very much want to make sure that the website, our publishing system, everything is set up for those that have impairments that may be affected by a site that isn't really accessible. So, right.
Yeah, I just helped one of our other pro customers yesterday who's blind and has a couple of networks with us and is doing quite well. And every time I talk to him, he says, yeah, you guys are doing great with all the accessibility stuff. So,
yeah, so it's been in our DNA from day one. A lot of companies don't pay attention to it or haven't in the past, but from the first line of code that we put down in 2005, this has always been, and I'll credit Angelo for making sure that the site is accessible. He's been very big on that from the get-go.
And one of our team members is also visually impaired. So
that's right.
We're all in.
We are. So let's talk about the best practices here. Blog posts, text, and podcast posts. Should you keep them together or separate them on your website?
I get this a lot. A lot of podcasters, they'll start podcasting and they've been blogging for a while, or they have an existing WordPress site. And say, well, I don't want my podcast post to show up in my blog. And I always have to say, well, why not? Because chances are you're doing your blog posts on the same basic subjects that you're podcasting about. So why not cross-pollinate your users? I mean, you do that all the time on Geek News Central. I mean, that is the core deal.
Yep. It's in the same stream and thread. You got to remember, a podcast post is no different than a blog post. The only difference is we've added audio to it, and it's available via a podcast feed. So blog post and podcast post, again, are one and the same. And I think you should keep them together. Now, if you have a website that's talking about business development and your podcast is about, you know, whatever subject that's not business development or business related, let's say it's some science show, well, maybe your podcast should actually be on another site.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be time to move to its own site.
Right. But I think combining the two gives you the ongoing Google SEO that you've built by the blogging piece. So, you know, I talk to more and more bloggers, Mike, and as they start their podcasts, they're saying, oh man, I'm applying all the same SEO techniques in my podcast post as I'm doing to my blog post. And I'm seeing these very good, rich show notes, very good written titles. We keep coming back to this topic on this show. I think what we really need to understand, everyone, is this is how you get discovered.
Yeah.
Google's the number one way for podcasts to get discovered now. If you don't want to be discovered, don't write a good title that someone can search for, and don't write a good first paragraph. You know, it's kind of sounding kind of funny here, but
right. It's
that simple, really. Along with some metadata, some links to stuff you're talking to. It can't just be one paragraph of text and hit publish. That isn't going to get you anywhere.
Right. And, you know, and if you're blogging as well, you know, all those words help people find your show, you know. So if they get to your site to read a blog article that you have, and then they go, oh, this was interesting, and they look at the rest of your site, and they say, well, what's this player here? And they'll discover podcasts, even if they're not podcast listeners. They're like, wow, you know, hey, what's this audio thing?
And it's easy also to make sure, Mike, you keep a subscribe options on every sidebar and every page of your website.
Certainly.
You know, because people land on my website, they land on a blog post that's not a podcast post. But yet, right there in the right-hand upper corner of the website, guess what there is there? Oh, this guy's got a podcast. Let me subscribe. So,
yeah, people don't subscribe to blogs like they used to, but they still do on podcasts. So.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a little bit of things going on here at Blueberry. And if you've logged into the podcaster dashboard, you will have seen an update as of yesterday. And I really, what I want to state here, this is phase one of multiple phases, but you get an idea where we're headed. The sidebar was the first piece. I think next will be episode creation and management, media management. So those are where we're kind of at. And actually, I've got a task and the team has a task over the next week to make sure that all our labels are correct on what is going to become the new, right now when you log in, you see the sidebar plus the old dashboard menu. That is going to be replaced by a completely brand new informational dashboard that I think you're all going to really, really love. And then all of the additional pages, again, episode page and all that stuff is going to start rolling out. So we're phase one of the dashboard.
Yeah, we're just going to make everything a little easier to find and a little, you know, everything will be there that was there before. It's just going to be reorganized in such a way that looks like it's from the 2020s.
That's right. And I think you're going to be really excited where we're headed here. We've spent, I can't even tell you the amount of time we've spent on this particular piece of the update as well. So now you're going to start to see stuff coming out much, much quicker. So I don't have a date for phase two, but
it's coming.
This week I got to finalize some things and then the coders are going to go hard on it. So
for sure. Like I said, I think it looks nice. And, you know, like I said, you play around with it. You don't have to use it just yet because all the other stuff is where it was. So,
yep. Yep. And to give us feedback, what you think about that sidebar. Again, it's phase one. It's just the sidebar. It's not all the other stuff. More's coming. So I'm surprised people haven't said, well, that sucked. That wasn't a good update. Well, again, we're doing this in stages. It's a big thing to rewrite an entire menu system, and we're not doing it in a situation where we build it all, then reveal it to you. We're going to piece it out little by little, and that's how we chunked it out. So there's a blog post up. Your podcast takes flight with Twitter. So that's our most recent blog post. Talks about rules for podcasters. And it really isn't rules. It's recommendations mostly, yeah?
Sure, yeah. It's just kind of best practices and, you know, how to utilize Twitter to promote your show.
Yep. No interview this week, but I do have one scheduled in a couple of weeks. Mike, one of mine fell through. How about you?
Yeah, that mine keeps falling through due to weird bandwidth issues. So we've attempted it twice now. It's with Trucker Tom. So, you know, he's bandwidth challenged sometimes.
Yeah, he's on the road. So be good to hear from him. Trucker Tom is one of these. He's OG. He was with us from the very, very beginning of podcasting.
Yeah, he said, 2040 episodes or so.
That's impressive. Really, really impressive. And he did record a lot of his podcast on the road, right from the truck in his sleeper. So very awesome. Got a question of the week. Go ahead. What do we got here, Mike?
Okay, this one borders on geeky, so I'll try not to make it too boring. But somebody on Facebook, Joshua, asks, curious, is there any way of knowing what CF Networks is in our statistics? And this is Blueberry Statistics. So you'll see that when you go to clients in statistics, you know, it tells you what apps and whatnot. Well, CF Networks, for the layman, is just a piece of software that Apple allows developers to use for iOS apps. So a lot of podcast apps on iOS use it. And it's the places like Amazon, NPR One, Skipcast, a lot of smaller podcast apps use it on iOS. And sometimes Apple itself, so could be that, but it's not necessarily going to be Apple Podcasts. We have a separate listing for that. But why that shows up is a lot of apps that use CF Networks to develop a podcast app on iOS don't bother to fill in their user agent, so it comes up just as CF Networks. So we have no way of identifying which app that is in that case. So then we just report it because it is a legitimate download.
And it's really too bad, too, because with the amount of CF Networks for most podcasters is going to be their number one percentage. And the simples, if the developers had not been lazy and given us something that identifies them, for example, we can identify Pocket Cast, we can identify Overcast, doesn't matter. We know that it's that app and it might be Overcast for iOS. But we know it's them. But when we see CF Networks, it's really anybody's guess where that's originating. So, Mike, you're exactly right. But this Saturday, you're going to get really in the weeds, aren't you, on the podcast help desk?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm going to do what is a 301 redirect and why you might need one for your feed. So, yeah, I don't, like I said, I like to go a little deeper on those. So, you know, get your coffee or Red Bull out and have a listen.
Yeah, that's why it's the podcast help desk. It's a companion show to this show, and we want you to make sure you get over there and check it out at podcasthelpdesk.com. So lots of things in works here at Blueberry. We're all very, very busy. We want to remind all of you that if you're ready to graduate your show up to the point where you're needing ad insertion or you're ready to build a network, we want to talk to you. Talk to us. Call us and let's have a conversation about that plan, because we've got great tools for you when you make the jump. And a lot of that has been super refined. The back end stuff is really awesome at this point. So let us know if you want to take that leap. Of course, if you have questions or feedback, click on the leave a voicemail on the sidebar of podcastinsider.com. Record your question and we may answer it on the show. We've had a few of those come in, Mike. I don't know if you've checked in the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. And some of them are specific support questions, which is not necessarily what that's for, but we've helped them out anyway.
That works out well. And don't forget, if you are a Blueberry customer and you are running into trouble, you can call a friend. And that would be Mike and his team. Here's the thing, too. If we don't answer the phone, it doesn't mean we're ignoring you. It means we're talking to someone else. And we want you to leave a voicemail. We will call you back. Say, tell us your name. Tell us your telephone number. Tell us your show name. And we'll call you back. And that's, you know, if you need some help, we're here to help you. Hey, if you want to do a 30-day free trial of Blueberry Podcasting, we encourage you to do so. Share this with your friends if you want. Insider is the promo code. Of course, if you're a podcaster, if you have a big ability to reach a lot of people and want to be part of our affiliate program, we encourage you to sign up for the affiliate program in the dashboard as well. This show today, of course, is produced by our Blueberry Pro production team. So if you're looking for top-notch production, everything from facilitating recording, blog posts, social, they have a package for you that is pretty incredible. You can focus on the content. They take care of all the other stuff. They make Mike and I sound absolutely fantastic and edit the show and clip things out where maybe I've made a mistake or Mike's made a mistake. But definitely check out the Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. And also, if you like what we've been doing with the website, you're going to start seeing now we're more rapidly updating blueberry.com. More new pages are coming out. There's lots of more detailed information. So if you haven't been over the website for a while, please do that, because soon there's going to be a dramatic shift where everything is located at Blueberry. Matter of fact, new support pages, new stuff for the manual, all that stuff. And we're really focused on, I guess a better word, Mike, is wouldn't it be house cleaning or modernizing, updating, all that stuff. And if you see something on the website that says, oh, this is out of date, let us know. We'll put it on the list. But we're going through several hundred pages.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we can only do so many each sprint that we do because we're using Scrum right now as an entire company team. But anyway, that's it. I'm Todd at blueberry.com. Mike?
I'm Mike at blueberry.com. And of course, you can contact Mackenzie at blueberry.com. She's the one that helps us prep for this show and produce it and all that. So
that's right. She makes sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and we're not covering something we shouldn't. So thanks for Mackenzie on the production side. But again, you want to be interviewed about your show, your Genesis story about your podcast, send us an email. We'll talk to you. Otherwise, we're going to bounce out of here. Everyone, thanks. We'll see you next week here on Podcast Insider. Everyone, take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Have a good week.